أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون لاهية قلوبهم وأسر النجوى الذين ظلموا هل هذا إلا بشر مثلكم أفتأتون السحر وأنتم تبصرون قال ربي يعلم القول في السماء والأرض وهو السميع العليم صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat of Surah Al-Anbiya. The surah was revealed in the Makki period of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life. That was prior to the hijrat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. With regards to this surah and the surahs before this, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was known as Afqahun Nas, the greatest jurist of this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that there are these five surahs that were revealed in the earlier period of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life, and these are five surahs which I keep very, very close to my heart. One was Surah Bani Israel, and then thereafter the surah that follows, Surah Kahf, then Surah Maryam, then Surah Taha, and then he said this surah, Surah Al-Anbiya. So one can understand that when great Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam kept these surahs close to the heart like that, the whole Quran was close to their heart. But here there was many, many lessons that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had left for this ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This surah primarily consists of the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us some evidence and proofs of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, like we will see in the very opening ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about the day of Qiyamah and the Akhirat, the reckoning that will take place, the accountability. And then thirdly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses Nubuwat, that is prophethood, and especially here in the surah is known as Al-Anbiya, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses many a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, concluding with our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the very, very first ayat of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. The reckoning of man is very, very close. And whilst this reckoning is close, وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ, man is in ghaflat, in negligence, turning away from the reckoning of the day of Qiyamah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us some very, very important lessons. One is this, although Nas could have referred only to the disbelievers, but the reality is this, that it doesn't only refer to all of mankind, but it refers to us ourselves, each one of us. In the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, مَنْ مَاتَ قَدْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ, that person that dies, his qiyamah has started. Why his qiyamah has started is because once we leave this world, there is a stop to our a'mal, and as soon as we go into our qabr, then we will be questioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the angels, and we will be questioned about our Rabb, our deen, our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because death is a certainty, its time is unknown, it can be at any moment, hence our hisab and our reckoning has started immediately. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ, man is in ghaflat, man is in negligence, turning away from the reckoning. And this is one very important aspect, that why the ghaflat, why the negligence, why are we heedless about the day of Qiyamah? That is because of the darknesses of our hearts. And the darknesses of our hearts is because of our sins and excessive indulgence in this material world. Hence this ghaflat that comes upon us, that we cannot focus our hearts and our minds towards the hereafter. Thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحْدَثٍ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. No advice that is new comes from their Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, illa istama'uhu, but they hear it, wahum yal'abun, whilst they are engaged in playing. lahiyatan qulubuhum, their hearts are heedless. Here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the general condition of man, and it is absolutely wise that we reflect in our own hearts. That here on the one hand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing this Qur'an about this Qur'an, and Allah is saying in using the word dhikr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used it before, we've discussed it few days before this, that this is the advice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says muhdathin. Here understand that the Qur'an was being revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and ayats were being revealed from time to time. And each ayah that was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was new, not in the concept. The concept was the old concept, the Tawheed and the Risalat and the Akhirat. But the advices that came down were all new. That is why Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say to his students, I marvel upon you that you people want to look into the kitabs of the past, the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, and in our context we want to look into all other concepts, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is freshly revealing this Quran, and those kitabs have been changed. Those kitabs have been altered and adulterated. This kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely unchanged. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this message that as we read the Qur'an on a daily basis, it is a fresh message coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. But when this kitab is being recited, when we are hearing and listening to this kitab, the condition of it is that we are playing and we are amusing ourselves with this material world. We are indulging in things that we are not supposed to be indulging. We become inattentive to this kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Lahiyatan qulubuhum. Again, our hearts have become heedless. There Allah ta'ala used the word ghaflat with regards to akhirat. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word heedless. And in both it means the darknesses of our hearts. وَأَسَرُّ النَّجْوَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the condition of the disbelievers, that those who disbelieve, those who commit zulm and are unjust, أَسَرُّ النَّجْوَى, they secretly whisper amongst themselves, هَلْ هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. With regards to our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is none but a human like you. أَفَتَأْتُونَ السِّحْرَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُبْصِرُونَ. Do you follow the sihr, the sorcery, whilst you can see? They may have thought that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a human like us, but today the world has thought about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in terms worse than being a human, in the kind of things and the degradation that they have created against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about them that this Quran was such, the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was such that it captivated the minds and the hearts of people, and hence they categorized this Quran as sihr, but they also had known the reality of this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In response to all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ رَبِّي يَعْلَمُ الْقَوْلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, simple response and simple reply which is most apt in these days also, رَبِّي يَعْلَمُ الْقَوْلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. My Rabb knows the words that have been spoken in the skies and in the earth. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say, Rabbi yasma'u al-qawl, that Allah Rabbul Izzat hears the words. Allah knows the words. What we hear is something that is within the range of our hearing. And to know is far more superior than hearing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the words of everyone that whispers against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most hearing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing. That Allah hears whatever the plans and plots of people be. And Al-Aleem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the state and the condition of their hearts. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.